Remembering those who lost their lives on 9/11. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. It's been 21 years since America's deadliest terror attack that killed nearly 3,000 people. At Ground Zero in New York, victims' names were read by family members.
Brian Craig Bennett.
Eric L. Bennett.
Oliver Bennett.
Margaret L. Benson.
President Biden remembered the victims in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Pentagon.
In his address, the president honored the 184 people killed here at the Pentagon, Al-Qaeda's third target on this day 21 years ago.
The American story itself changed that day. But what we did change, what we will not change, what we cannot change, never will, is the character of this nation that the terrorists thought they could wound.
As has become the tradition over the past 21 years, a giant American flag was unfurled this morning at sunrise. Bagpipes played Amazing Grace to honor those killed here at the Pentagon.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. First Lady Jill Biden was in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The United Kingdom is celebrating the late Queen Elizabeth II and also embracing change on the throne.
Early into 10 days of mourning the late Queen Elizabeth II, many in America have joined in the admiration and the curiosity of what comes next. Jane Hartley, America's ambassador to Britain, said on Fox News Sunday that King Charles III steps into his new role walking a fine line.
He will have to chart his own course. He is obviously a link to the past and a bridge to the future.
President Biden says he plans to attend the Queen's funeral a week from Monday, although the White House has not released any specific travel plans. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The September 11 terror attacks continue to impact many first responders. Fox's Tanya J. Powers reports.
Many of the first responders who survived the attacks have since died from related illnesses. New York Police Detective Luis Alvarez was 53 years old when he died from complications of cancer linked to the months he spent at Ground Zero. His brother, Phil Alvarez, was a police detective in Suffolk County, New York on 9/11 and has since become a local ambassador to the World Trade Health Program.
Some of them scared to death. That some of the 9/11 illnesses that have taken their brothers and sisters are going to catch up to them.
Alvarez says it's also important to remember that programs aimed at researching the link between illness and exposure to Ground Zero need to be funded for the foreseeable future. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A former principal is accused of violently shoving a special needs student.
Brian Volhart will face cruelty charges in a few weeks for an incident that was caught on camera 3 months ago. The former principal at Fresno, California's Walters Elementary School resigned after he was seen on video apparently pushing a special needs student to the ground. School district officials say staff members were trying to calm the student in June when the principal aggressively shoved the student down. The superintendent called the reaction repugnant and reported the incident to Fresno Police and Child Protective Services. Volhart is now scheduled to be arraigned on a willful cruelty to a minor charge on September 26th. Richard Jordan, Fox News.
Pope Francis is asking for prayers to accompany him this week for what he calls his pilgrimage of peace in Kazakhstan. Francis, in his remarks to the public today in St. Peter's Square, noted that on Tuesday, he begins a 3-day visit to that Central Asian country to participate in a meeting of heads of world and traditional religions. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.